At the moment, we're currently joined on the phone by Jimmy of Gasper Sands. How you going, Jimmy?
Good. How you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Awesome.
Keen to talk. No worries.
Yeah.
So you have a new EP out called Meanderthal. How's that feeling to have it out in the world?
Yes, the energy is high. So we're just touring around at the moment, trying to get it out there, trying to play everyone in every venue we can. But no, response has been good. Yeah, it's awesome.
It's great because you just played a 2 a.m. the classic 2 a.m. show at Yaya's, fresh after the EP dropped. How was that? Pretty quick after the EP was released.
Awesome. Melbourne at 2 a.m. is just crazy. So it's everybody's out. It's a hell of a time. I mean, they don't have to. They can be out and about for as long as they want to melt. It was awesome. It was just the best.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot you're from Sydney.
Yeah, that's all good. I'm dealing with it.
Well, at least you got to come to Melbourne and do the 2 a.m. Yaya slot. It's a bit of a classic. I feel like a lot of the good bands are on at 2 a.m. at Yaya's.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. They went from, like, DJ bangers straight to a band, so we weren't too sure how it was going to go, but... Yeah. It was awesome. We pulled it off.
It's either that or there's the one at 11 a.m. 11 a.m. Oh my god! There's usually the one. Imagine 11 a.m. at Yaya's. That'd be a sight.
That'd be good too.
Yeah, probably. But they do usually do the 11 p.m. and then people get in for free at 11. So there's all these random people at like this punk or rock gig, and all these people are just like there to see that. And then there's all these people coming in to go to the club. It's just like this weird mesh of people, but it's great because these people who would never listen to that music are out there listening to that kind of music, which is always great.
Love it.
And what was the writing process for the EP like?
Well, always is just like a whole bunch of guys in a room trying to work it out. Really, I mean, we had a like scrungy demo at the beginning with, and we're like trying to get the tones we liked, and we worked with Parliament Studios with our good friend Fan, who produced the EP, it's just really just spending time to work out tones and what kind of experience you want to put on the record. Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, it's really just chill. Yeah.
And I was reading up about you, as you do before you interview someone, and I read that your influences for this album in particular are bands like The Strokes and The Hives, which are bands that were very formative in the resurgence of, like, garage rock, especially in, like, America. What are the main elements of those bands that you're influenced by for this album?
I think, like, definitely the energy, number one. I mean, we grew up with those songs, so...
Yeah.
There's certain, you know, there's just certain vibes, certain style of guitars that really just get my blood going, and also like low and high vox. I really like to like really scream at points and then take it down really low, just trying to create kind of a different experience. But yeah, definitely in that realm. Love it.
Totally. Because I read that before I listened to the track, and I was all that EP, and I'm biggest Strokes fan ever.
Yeah.
And I do love that.
Everyone.
I'm literally reading a book at the moment about that whole like thing of like when Strokes came in and like all the New York bands just like came out of nowhere that were like all similar to the Strokes, and I was like, damn, this sounds like it could have been back then, I tell ya.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the influence is just like seems to go on forever. And people have taken that influence and just made so many other songs, other, you know, art pieces, and it's just been fantastic. You know, I love indie all the way.
Indie all the way. Totally, absolutely.
Yeah.
And you've got quite a few more dates of the tour left. How are you keen for those?
Yes, well, next date is Perth. And majority of the band are originally from Perth.
Mm.
Apart from Domi, who's a Sydneyan. Is that the right term?
Yeah, I don't know, actually.
I think so.
Now it is, Sydney.
We're in Perth at The Bird on Friday, and then the week after Byron Bay, and then on May 18th, the Zoo in Brisbane, and then back to Sydney. Yeah, so that's the kind of sketch.
Does it always feel good to play the hometown gigs, as it always
does? Yeah, all the family, all the relatives, all the cousins' friends are there. It's always a good time because everyone just gets on it.
Just a good family
get together. Yeah, exactly. Bring out the sausage rolls.
And I saw you also released a music video for the title track. Very interesting video. Where did the concept come from?
Well, we had our friend Elle Harris do a whole bunch of animations, and she would kind of drew up a whole bunch of stuff. We were just kind of like, go for it. And then we got the animations from her, and then we were like, okay, let's create this crazy, fun-filled world of everything going, you know, crazy around you, a bit like life. you know, and kind of match the energy of the song that we'd already kind of produced and put out there.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah, but it's so many hours. Yeah, it's banging your head against the wall at times, but I think that's part of the process.
Yeah.
And necessary. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, but no, good fun.
And Neanderthal, interesting word. I see you've got the orangutan, a classic, common theme throughout this. What is, like, the whole EP about? What's, like, the concept, I suppose?
Well, yeah, I guess I kind of, like, try to relate it to, you know, just meandering, kind of just, like, letting things go by you and, like, kind of like a way of moving through life, you know. I think Neanderthal is very, like, obviously, you know, ape, primitive, but to turn into meander, it's kind of like just telling a comment on kind of today's society, I guess, kind of how it's gone from primitive to kind of everyone kind of going through life without knowing what's happening. And that's kind of what I liked about the play on words.
Yeah, totally. It's an interesting title, and I found it pretty funny when I saw it. is that what that particular track is about, or is it that's the vibe for the whole album?
Yeah. I mean, it's reflected in all kind of the EP songs, but definitely that the title track, definitely. It's just a flood of life coming at you, and, you know, you kind of just meander through it and kind of work out what's going on, and it all seems too much, but, you know, you're kind of always just moving forward. Yeah, that's kind of the gist in my mind.
Play the track now. Thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thank you.
Living around the rest of Australia, not Melbourne, definitely try and catch these guys. Obviously, you can check your Facebook and stuff for the dates, am I right?
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. So check out Gasper Sands on Facebook. Buy a tick. Enjoy yourself. Thank you so much for chatting with me.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.